We're here on KSOM as we get ready for tonight's regional final between ACGC and Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont. Joining us now is the head coach for the Chargers girls basketball team, Brad Bodler. And coach, how are you feeling about your team coming into tonight's showdown against the Rockets?
Well, as we prepared for EBF, I thought practices went really well. Girls have been pretty focused, paying attention to the small details and, you know, just being on point. You know, they're enjoying each other. They're playing for each other and just want to keep playing. So I'm excited to see what we have to bring and ready for them to play hard. And it should be a fun game.
What stood out the most to you in your playoff wins over Earlham and Central Decatur?
I think our defense, I mean, you look at it, we forced 37 turnovers and 42 in those two games. So that alone just puts us ahead there. And then shooting efficiency as well. I think we shot over 40% against Central Decatur and 37% against Earlham, which is right up there where we want to be. So both those things, just being executing on the offensive and defensive end, was key for both of us.
Well, you look at the team stats between you and Eddyville, and in turnovers, you're averaging 17 a game, they're averaging 11, so there's a big disparity there. However, there's not a stat that says turnovers forced, which I imagine that you would be leading in that category. So what do you make of the turnover battle between you and the Rockets tonight?
Well, you know, they do take care of the ball pretty well. You know, they're tall, lanky, and, you know, have some good ball handlers. So it's going to be tough, I mean, to turn them over as much as what we'd probably like to. But, you know, as long as we make everything difficult and we make shots difficult and rebound, we kind of take that as a turnover as well. And then we got to take care of the ball as well. We can't, we've got to be close to their turnover margin, whatever. So if they're at 11, we need to be close to 11. I'm assuming it's going to be higher than that just by the intensity of the game and nerves and things like that. But, you know, you've got to be close there and then win the other small battles as well.
They have two dynamic scorers, Amali Schaefer and Ava Eastlick. What do you make of them, and how are you going to deal with them defensively?
Well, so first, Ava, I think she's hit almost 90 threes, which is more than most girls do in two seasons. So, I mean, we got to stay close to her. We can't let her go and hit two to three or four threes. So we got to make sure we're really close and connected to her, and she's a solid driver and good point guard. So a lot of attention is going to go to her, of course, but then you go and you have Molly, like you said, lanky, tall, athletic, and just good around the rim. So a lot of attention to detail in the paint with her, you know, throw a couple girls at her here and there and just make things difficult on her. You know, they're going to score some points. It's just, can you hold them under their averages? That's the big thing I keep preaching. Like, what, she's scoring 23. Okay, hold her to 15. She's scoring 17, hold her to 12. You know, try to take 5 points off of it. You do that and you make somebody else beat you. That's the goal at the end of the day.
Yeah, I mean, defensively, you feel like your defense has been there for you. You know, I mean, with Stella, Carly, Shay, Becca, and Cam combined, you know, there's not a ton of height there, but they just seem to find a way to make things happen for you defensively.
You know, they communicate really well. That's probably the biggest thing. We talk a lot about trusting that the person's going to be in the spot when you leave. Okay, somebody's backing you up. And so I think just being really connected and focused on our jobs has really helped us a lot this year. And then reading the offensive girl, right? I talk about reading eyes and reading body language. And you can tell when a girl's going to pass here or whatever. Okay, this is what we want to try to do. And the girls have really bought into that. And they all year long, if we were down in a game in a timeout, I'll hear them say, our defense is what's going to bring us back. Our defense is what's going to win us this game. And so they really trust in our defense. And that's what's led us most of the way.
Well, you haven't had a 20-win season in quite a long time. Guthrie Center has not had a championship in basketball since 1963. Of course, there's not been a state tournament appearance for ACGC in this combined team format ever. And you're going up against Eddieville here, who does have a little bit maybe more history, but here you are. I mean, what do you make of just this opportunity with your girls here to erase all that and make school history?
So it's kind of funny you asked that. On Monday, I asked the girls, I'm like, why are we here? Like, what got us here? And they talked, you know, amongst each other. And, you know, I think Cam was the one, she said, we don't really care who scores the most points. We care about each other. We want to do something special together, and we're focused on a common goal. And, you know, I think that's really what's brought us to where we are today. You know, it's more than basketball. It's a community. It's a lifestyle. We live and breathe it. And, you know, why not give them a hell of a run? You know, like, I think that's the biggest thing. And we're treating this game like we treat every other game. You know, we're scouting the same way, we're practicing the same way, and it's another game. And that's how we've been all year, and that's what we're focused on. And so it's been successful so far, so why can't it be again?
Coach, really appreciate your time. Best of luck tonight. Let's hope there's a trip to the well in your future. Best of luck. Good luck. Thanks so much.
Awesome. Thanks for covering us as always.
Brad Bowler, head coach for ACGC Girls Basketball, joining us here on KSOM.